Verse 45, when all the good I have done turns out badly, it is the weapon of evil karma returning on me for repaying others' benevolence with ingratitude. From now on, I shall take upon my crown the repaying of kindness. Okay, so when all the good I have done turns out badly. So, you know, we mean well, we try and help somebody, and it turns out a mess. Or it turns out good, but then the other person gets mad at us and blames us for something. We try and please others, and they're unhappy with us. We try and make a sick person feel good, and they get mad at us. You know? We try and bring them, you know, we bring them soup, and they say, I wanted pasta. You know? They get mad, because we didn't bring them exactly what they wanted. Okay. So, you know, when we're trying to do good and we're not getting the response that we think we should have, either in others appreciating us or in our good deeds turning out well for the other person or for ourselves, then we shouldn't just stop helping people. We shouldn't just say, oh, they don't appreciate me, forget it. Because it's the same thing, you know. We were talking about being afraid that when we're old that we're going to be grumpy and grouchy and are others going to, you know, keep helping us. Well, recognize we may take care of somebody who's old and sick and they may be grumpy and grouchy sometimes. But that doesn't mean that we just stomp our feet and, you know, say, humph, you know, go away. Okay, so it is the weapon of evil karma returning on me. For repaying others' benevolence with ingratitude. Okay, so this could mean other people have been kind to us, but we've criticized them in return. The example you gave the other day, somebody got us a present. It wasn't exactly what we wanted, but instead of accepting it graciously and seeing the love with which they gave it to us, we say, why did you buy this? Yeah, take it back. Okay. Or maybe a friend gives us some advice. Maybe they see that we're on the verge of, you know, making a decision that isn't so wise, and they call us aside and give us some advice, and we get angry at them. You know, why are you giving me advice? I didn't ask for that. Why are you telling me not to do this? I want to do it. Okay? Or our Dharma teacher, you know, gives us some advice, or even our Dharma teacher scolds us. Hey, what are you scolding me for? You know, I know what I'm doing. We get defensive. We get angry. You know, we can't receive admonition. One of the big things in the Sangha community is to learn to receive admonition from our peers and from our teachers. So when we're messing up, learning to have people say, you know, behavior, could use a little bit of touching up here and there. And, you know, to be able to receive that and feel thanks and recognize that people are saying it out of genuine care and concern for us. You know, that they're not trying, you know, if our Dharma teacher or the abbot or, you know, our sincere Dharma friends are calling us on something that we're doing, some trip that we're on, instead of thinking that they're, you know, just to get us or they're being mean and cruel, then to really see that they're really trying to help us. You know? And so instead of getting defensive and pushing them away, you know, to stop and listen. Okay. So, you know, this is the kind of thing where we've repaid others' benevolence with ingratitude. You know, people have tried to help us. We've been very ungrateful, and we get mad at them instead. Or we blame them, or we get defensive, or, you know, all sorts of things like that. So, what's the remedy? From now on, I shall take upon my crown the repaying of kindness. So, from now on, let's make it a priority in our life to repay the kindness of others. Yeah? And so that's a very important thing. You know, others have been kind to us to repay it. So it's not that we're repaying it out of obligation and this sense of, you know, a burden on our head. Oh, they were nice to me. Yeah, I guess I better be nice back, you know. Or they gave me something. Yeah, I suppose I have to give them something. You know, that's not the right kind of attitude. That's not repaying somebody else's kindness. That's just feeling guilt and, you know, obligation and something like that. But what we're talking about here is, you know, really opening ourselves up and seeing the extent of the kindness that we've received and then feeling grateful and repaying that kindness. Now, we can choose how we want to repay kindness, okay? And this is very, very important because repaying others' kindness does not mean that we have to do everything that they want us to do. Okay? Because lots of times worldly people are very kind to us, but then, you know, they want us to skip the Dharma retreat and go on vacation to them. They want us to go to the movies. They want us to lie to cover up something that they did. So repaying their kindness doesn't mean that we go along with it, that we, you know, get involved in unethical behavior or we sacrifice our Dharma practice. That is not what's meant by repaying others' kindness. Okay, we can choose how we repay their kindness. Yeah? So some things that they ask us to do, we may do, and other things we may say no to, and we may instead repay their kindness by dedicating merit to them, you know, by making offerings and dedicating, you know, for their well-being, by doing prayers for them, by including them in our visualizations, by giving them a Dharma book, you know, by doing any sorts of other things that may not be the thing on top of their list that they want us to do, but we can see with our wisdom eye that that's the best way to repay their kindness. Okay? So it's very important to understand, because otherwise we get this funny thing that, oh, I've got to be kind to others, so everything everybody wants me to do, I do. You know, my friend is saying, oh, why aren't you drinking? Are you some kind of, you know, Puritan now? Oh, well, my friend wants me to drink, you know, I better do it. Stupid. Yeah? So we need to you know, we're not here about to get involved with pleasing people. We're here to think clearly and make wise decisions about stuff. Okay? But in doing so, we definitely cherish the value of repaying the kindness of others, you know, and really noticing it. And so that can be even small things, you know, like when you are driving and you see construction workers, thank them for fixing the road. Whoever stops and thanks the construction workers? Or when the garbage man comes and takes your garbage or your recycling, go out and say thank you. I mean, because we're really grateful to them for doing that. Yeah? When you know, people are just doing things in society, various jobs that we benefit from, you know, thank them and be pleasant to them and show appreciation. And sometimes I think the hardest person or people to show appreciation to is our parents. Now, sometimes we're really very guarded and defensive around our parents. And yet it's important, you know. I mean, did we ever thank our parents for having us? Yeah? Did you ever thank your parents for having you? Yeah? My parents educated me that I'm supposed to call them on my birthday. They don't call me on my birthday. I call them. Because as my mother put it, she was the one who did all the labor, not me. And, you know, she's right. She's right, you know. I just sat there oblivious to the whole thing. And my mother was in, you know, great pain. And I think it's quite right that I call them and dad on my birthday and say thank you. You know, and thank you for putting up with me when I was a bratty kid and yelling and screaming and, you know, being ungrateful and throwing a temper tantrum, you know, and being demanding. And, you know, I mean, how often do we thank our parents for putting up with us when we were little? Yeah? How many of you have ever thanked your parents? Oh, that's good. Yeah? But that, you know, I think that that's something to think about, you know, the kindness that, that they showed towards us. Or even if our parents are no longer alive, to dedicate for their benefit, you know, as a way of reciprocating. And then really practicing hard, so when we encounter our parents in future lives, you know, instead of encountering them as a bratty child, we'll be able to help them along in the Dharma and teach them the Dharma and, you know, show them the cause of happiness.